DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jane McIntosh in Bonn. The death of President Hugo Chavez has been announced in Venezuela. He'd been treated for cancer. The left-wing leader had ruled the oil-rich South American state for 14 years and been re-elected 3 times. A colourful and charismatic president, Chavez had often spoken about his vision for the region, as on this occasion in Argentina in 2011.
We don't want more wars here. We don't want more bombs. We don't want face-offs among each other. We don't want foreign elements coming here to disturb the peace that we need to keep going ahead with the project for the development of our people.
A statement by the military said it would protect the sovereignty and security of the country and remain loyal to the parliament. Elections will be held within 30 days. In Kenya's elections, about half the votes counted, Uhuru Kenyatta is reported to have a lead of 53% to 42% over Kenya's Prime Minister, Raila Odinga. But the inclusion of hundreds of thousands of spoiled ballots may make the outcome close, with the possibility of a runoff election between the two men for the presidency. Kenyatta and his running mate William Ruto are facing trial at the International Criminal Court over their alleged role in ethnic violence following the last election. At the United Nations, a resolution has been drafted by the US and China aimed at reining in North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile program. It would impose some of the strongest sanctions ever ordered by the UN. The proposed resolution follows North Korea's third nuclear test in February. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Susan Rice explained.
All I can tell you is that the international community is united and very firm in its opposition to North Korea's illicit nuclear and missile programs.
In response, North Korea has threatened to cancel the 1953 ceasefire that ended the Korean War. The communist government insists its nuclear program is a response to American hostility. A long-awaited human rights trial has started in Argentina. The charges are against South American military and political leaders for crimes against humanity dating back to the 1970s and 80s. 25 defendants from Argentina, Chile, Bolivia, Uruguay and Paraguay are facing charges of involvement in a coordinated killing campaign known as Operation Condor, allegedly supported by the United States. The victims of the operation were the regime's left-wing opponents. The trial could last for up to 2 years. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has called for a free trade agreement between the European Union and Indonesia. Merkel met with Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono in Berlin on Tuesday. She said that increased trade with Southeast Asia was needed to help maintain economic growth in the European Union.
If Europe doesn't want to fall behind, and if Germany wants its share in economic gains, then we need a trade agreement, and that's something I strongly support.
The United States Senate Intelligence Committee has approved John Brennan as the next director of the CIA. Brennan has spent 30 years working in intelligence and served in the CIA under the Bush administration. He is currently an advisor to President Obama. Brennan's nomination still has to go before the whole Senate, but his appointment now seems assured. New York's Dow Jones Share Index set a new all-time high on Tuesday. The Dow reached 14,285 during the day, exceeding the previous record set in October 2007. The London market also closed at its highest since January 2008. The German DAX index was up 2.3% on the day. And in Champions League football on Tuesday, Borussia Dortmund beat Shakhtar Donetsk by 3-0 to move ahead in the competition. Real Madrid knocked out Manchester United. They won by 2-1 after Nani was sent off for a high challenge on Real's Alvaro Arbeloa. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. This is Jane McIntosh, Deutsche Welle News.